Hello, and welcome to NDTnow.com's podcast, GAIN, exploring topics in NDT which affect your business. Today's podcast is brought to you by the WeNDT Marketing Network. We accelerate sales in NDT. Visit us at we-ndt.com. Today's topic is innovation in talent sourcing and hiring in the NDT industry. We have with us today Mr. Chris Frenchley, the CEO of Surehand, the unlimited hiring platform that instantly matches industrial employers with verified tradespeople. Thank you for joining us today, Chris.
Hey, Mary Beth, great to be here.
So I know Surehand has been in the NDT industry for several years now and has recently expanded into welding, but can you tell our listeners a little bit about what Surehand is and how it's different from other services and sites out there?
Sure. So we started Surehand, as you said, a few years back in 2018 and focused on the NDT and industrial inspection industry out of the gate. But Surehand is, as you said, it's an unlimited hiring platform. And the way to think about it is really, you know, like a match.com for skilled industrial employment. So unlike a lot of the job sites and job boards that are out there, whether they're generic job boards, industry specific job boards, our approach is very different in that rather than letting employers post jobs on Surehand so that anyone who's on Surehand can see them, we're leveraging technology to let employers rapidly find, engage, and ultimately hire best fit candidates for any given job. So that what we're trying to do is eliminate a lot of the friction that is involved in the talent sourcing process, not just in NDT and industrial inspection, but in the, you know, the broader skilled industrial trades, you know, folks that serve in the energy, manufacturing, and ultimately construction sectors.
So that's very interesting. And you brought up the word friction. And I recently saw a great video by Surehand at the beginning of the AS&T conference. And in the video, one of the things you brought up was transactional sourcing and how inefficient and expensive it is. So can you tell us what transactional sourcing is and why it ends up costing employers so much money?
Sure thing. I mean, I think one of the things that, you know, with any innovation initiative or anything, any business or any product or service that's focused on solving a problem, positively disrupting a given space and frankly improving that space for all involved, you know, you sort of have to start and look at, you know, how things have been working in that space or toward that problem historically. And when we talk about transactional talent sourcing, one of the observations that we had in our initial research before we even went out and raised funding for Surehand was the fact that, you know, over the last so many decades, you know, frankly, the way employers, and frankly, not just in industrial inspection or the manufacturing sectors, but just generally find talent, have relied on what we consider transactional sourcing channels. Things like job boards and job sites, third-party recruiters or search firms, even staffing companies. All of those sourcing channels are transactional in nature. When you as a company are looking to fill an open position or staff a crew for an upcoming project, you're going to pay transactionally. You're going to pay a toll or feed the meter every single time you go to make a hire, right? So when you look at job boards, traditionally, whether they're industry specific or generic, your company is going to be paying, you know, $200 to $500 per active job post per month. If you choose to use a third-party search firm, you're going to be paying 10 to 30% of that place candidate's first year salary. So you start to think about level two, level three inspectors, if you're using search firms for that, for example, that's a significant cost to you. And then staffing firms will typically charge a markup anywhere from 50 to 100% of the hourly or per diem rates, depending on the job role. But the biggest issue with those isn't so much the high cost, the direct costs of those solutions, but they're transactional in nature. Again, every time you need to make that hire, you've got to pay the toll. And what that does for companies, it creates a disincentive for them to take a longer term view of their staffing plan, of their sourcing plan. What are the roles that you're going to need to fill next quarter, half a year from now, next year? Where are you growing your business? Where are you expanding? And how might you be able to start those hiring conversations sooner rather than later? So there's a huge direct cost associated with those traditional channels. But again, I think the transactional sourcing model in and of itself is a real impediment, frankly, for having helping companies find the best fit talent they need near and long term.
For sure. And I see how that gets really expensive very quickly, particularly in the NDT industry where the salaries can be quite high. So one of the other things that I heard you mention recently is this concept of continual talent searching, sourcing, excuse me. So can you tell me a little bit about, why continual talent sourcing and sort of what that means, and how that's sort of a change of the industry?
Absolutely. I mean, I think continual talent sourcing, that mindset, frankly, is the antidote to the challenges associated with transactional talent sourcing. And, you know, we talked about the high direct costs of transactional talent sourcing, but there's two other sort of dimensions here to consider. One are the indirect costs associated with transactional solutions. You know, and this is, you know, the best example of that is, you know, when you're an industrial employer, when you're an inspection company or service provider, and you've got an in-house recruiting team or your HR organization, you know, typically speaking, when you look at the hiring process in that funnel, you're looking at, you know, various components, talent sourcing, talent selection, talent screening. You know, there's a process that most companies will go through, right? And that top of the funnel part of the exercise, the sourcing part of the equation, is the one that frankly is, you know, and you see this all the time. Companies are, again, leveraging those transactional sourcing channels. They're out on professional networks, shouting out saying, hey, we're hiring. What they're trying to do is fill the top of that hiring funnel, right? So they have a lot of candidates that they can screen, move through that interview process, and ultimately make an offer and bring on best fit talent. What we're trying to do with Surehand, again, with this continual sourcing mindset, is both the technology, but most importantly, our business model, really an all-you-can-hire, unlimited sourcing business model that actually incentivizes companies to start to think over the longer term, think about where their business is going. So in addition to supporting near-term talent sourcing and hiring needs, the jobs that companies have right in front of them, we're providing employers with the ability to cost-effectively and time-efficiently start to identify candidates, whether those candidates are actively looking for work right now or not, passive candidates and reaching those folks that are best fit talent but are currently engaged is a big part of the battle for best fit talent. What we mean by continual talent sourcing is really just giving companies the ability, both from a user experience and a solution standpoint, but again, also a business model standpoint, the ability to start those conversations well ahead of when their operation or the hiring managers actually needs those positions filled.
That's really interesting to me. And I actually see a parallel to what you guys are doing to something in the NDT industry, which is talked about quite a bit these days. Certainly COVID has brought it on. But, you know, one of the things that people talk about is NDE 4.0 and the current trend towards automation and robotics. And a lot of people are sort of scared that this is going to put technicians out of work. But really what it's doing is shifting the more repetitive work to a machine, whereas the technicians now can focus on the real engaging work of their job, you know, whether that's doing the actual acquisition or the data analysis or a little more problem solving. And it really parallels what you guys are doing. You're taking that repetitive sort of almost less engaging work that HR would be doing and putting their talents to better use in the more nuanced pieces of the hiring process.
Yeah, no question about it. I think you said it very well, Mary Beth. I mean, number one, I mean, we're, you know, when you talk about, you hear a lot about, you know, emerging technologies, new technologies, whether it's artificial intelligence and machine learning, robotics, you know, blockchain is another sort of buzzword that's flying around. You know, our approach to technology is very much one, you know, of technology as a tool, right? And you need to decide, you know, how are you going to use a given tool to solve the problem? And you're exactly right that when you look at the talent sourcing and hiring activities that companies, HR organizations are doing, the high value work is in the recruiting and closing of best fit candidates. It's not unlike sales teams, right? So you have business development and sales development folks out there trying to generate leads that the sales organization can go try and close, right? And I'm not suggesting that the work of business development or sales development people isn't really critical. It is, but a company would always much rather have a focus on a pool of best fit qualified sales prospects, right? Versus having to qualify and weed through, you know, a ton of unqualified folks that'll never buy your product or service, for example. And that, and again, that's another great analogy to the talent world. It's the same thing. We'd rather employers. And I can tell you that the talent acquisition professionals and recruiters we've spoken to are always going to want to spend more time on a smaller list of best fit candidates because it's a sales job. They've got to sell the benefits of their company, their culture, you know, their compensation to those candidates, which is hard enough to do. And so what we are doing is leveraging technology to get our employer users to that short list of best fit talent, the needles in the haystack, so they can focus more of their HR team's time and energy and ultimately investment on closing that best fit talent. The other thing I'll say, just to throw this out there, is as you start to think about Surehand, what you see in terms of the software or the user experience on both the employer and the worker sides, think of it like an iceberg, right? What you see sort of above the surface of the water is a very small part of what we're actually doing with Surehand. We're actually doing a fair amount of work right now beneath the surface of the water as it relates to the overall skilled trades. How can we leverage big data and machine learning to not just help companies find best fit talent today, but open up the top of the funnel, generate awareness of the skilled trades in general, including NDT and industrial inspection, and start to get more people into the industry? Because if we don't do that, I think, you know, the labor shortages that many industries and many companies in the these industry sectors have faced for decades now are continuing to get worse. And even as we get past the pandemic, which we will, any of the excess slack on the worker supply side, whether because of furloughs or layoffs due to the downturn in the energy sector, for example, that slack is going to get spooled back up. Those companies are going to bring a lot of those workers back, and we're going to end up in the same place before the pandemic. So for us, it's not just about helping workers find good jobs, better jobs in these sectors today. It's also about making these career paths, lighting the way for folks that are thinking about what do I want to do after high school or even community college or college? What career do I want to get into? We want to make these industrial sector career trade paths like NDT and industrial inspection be the exciting, honorable, good jobs that we know they are? And how can we spread the word?
Well, I can tell you from the industry, we really appreciate that, because this is certainly, I mean, I've been in the industry 25 years and we've been talking about a shortage of technicians since I started. So, and the average age has always been over 50. So, you know, we're still struggling to get younger people in the industry, and certainly connecting them with the opportunities that they need. You know, when you're working 12-hour shifts, you don't have time to update your resume. You don't have time to send resumes out and look for other opportunities. You know, you wait for a recruiter to call and offer you a dollar more per hour. And you know, what I like about Surehand is that you guys are offering something bigger than that. You're offering employees a chance to build their careers, and you're offering employers ways to find, you know, that needle in a haystack person, you know, whether it's a, you know, phased array technician with who specifically works on railroad assets, you know, in a few clicks rather than several weeks. And I just think that is the efficiency that that introduces to the NDT industry and how we can focus better on, you know, improving safety for the public rather than sort of these more repetitive tasks that are going to take a lot of overhead and take a lot of time. So I think it's really a win-win for the industry. So for us, we really appreciate it for sure.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, Mary Beth, and we think it's win-win for industry and overall as well. And you know, I would say at the end of the day, I say this all the time, but for both industrial employers and the skilled trades people who help those employers do what they do, frankly, make it possible for them to do what they do, time is money. And, you know, if we can leverage next generation technology and data to remove a lot of the friction from the talent sourcing, selection, and hiring process in these sectors for these trades, you know, I think it's a big step in the right direction. As I said, I think generating awareness and excitement around NDT and industrial inspection as a exciting career path where you can not just build a rewarding career over multiple decades, you know, earn a lot of money while you do it and provide for your family, but also get to, you know, we hear stories all the time about the benefits of travel, working with different technologies, and the like, and then the camaraderie that you see in the industry. Those are all significant benefits for those that choose to enter the NDT and industrial inspection space. And then lastly, one closing thought, as you were talking about, you know, some of the transition of, and we were talking about folks, the labor shortage and so on. I think one of the things that's gonna be really interesting is how the nature of work changes. And I do think that COVID-19 and the pandemic in many ways in almost every industry sector is changing the way people think about work to you know, to smaller or larger degrees. But I think one of the things, an opportunity for us in NDT, is with these technologies, and you talked about automation, you talked about robotics, like what the folks at Gecko Robotics are doing is very exciting. But it also gives the veteran technicians, the senior folks that have been in NDT for a long time, folks like yourself and your peers, the opportunity to think about different ways to support the industry, earn a living at a distance from home. We've had conversations with Paul Holloway, whom I know is a good friend of you all. And, you know, it really does give us the opportunity as an industry to think about how might we enable industry veterans who have all the knowledge, who have all the in the field experience, how can we enable them to continue to work perhaps longer than they originally intended, but do it in a way that, you know, instead of working for a single company, perhaps they're more consultative, providing their expertise to multiple companies who might not need that expertise all the time, but they can certainly leverage it in an on-demand fashion when they do need it. And that's something that I see, frankly, in Surehand's future, is connecting, again, work with workers, but doing it in a very different context.
For sure. Well, you know, at We NDT Marketing Network, we certainly agree with that concept. So, well, is there anything else you want to tell us about Surehand looking ahead? Or, I mean, it sounds like you guys are doing really well, and you have certainly a lot of activity and workers on the platform. But anything else for 2021 you want to share with the listeners?
Yeah, sure thing. So one, it was great talking with you today, Mary Beth. Always a pleasure. Appreciate the opportunity. And then I think as I look ahead to 2021, we're going to be really sort of starting to scale up both sides of our ecosystem. This year was very much kind of a build year from my perspective, and frankly, even more so with the headwinds from the downturn in the energy sector, which is where we started, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Obviously, those are things that have had an impact on hiring activity in NDT and industrial inspection, but in general. But as we look ahead to 2021, I think you're going to see us start to accelerate on worker acquisition. We've been moving in a clip of about 1,500 to 2,000 new worker signups a month. We're currently closing in on 21,000 workers. On Surehand, we've got just about 20 companies that are on the employer side that are engaged with Surehand and using the platform to find best fit talent. So as we look ahead to 2021, I think you're going to start to see those numbers start to increase exponentially based on our investments and efforts there. And then I think the real, you know, I think the biggest shift you'll start to see is, you know, we started in NDT and industrial inspection, and we'll always continue to serve and support workers and employers in the industry across the sectors that it serves. But like our expansion into welding in July of this year, as we make the turn into Q1, you're going to start to see an expansion of our focus more broadly into the manufacturing sector, ultimately into the construction sector, across all the skilled trades. So not just industrial inspectors and NDT techs and welders, but machinists, electrical workers, mechanics, and the like. So, you know, again, Surehand was always about really two things. Revolutionizing how work finds workers and workers find work in the skilled industrial trades. And again, most importantly, if we do our job right, we have a real shot at positively impacting the labor shortages that are out there across these trades in these sectors. But frankly, our primary focus is on how can we dramatically reduce on or underemployment in the skilled trades. These are good, hardworking people doing honorable work that's frankly the backbone of our nation, if not the world. And frankly, in many ways, is a national security element. I mean, we need a healthy, robust, skilled trade workforce supporting our infrastructure in order to be the world leader that we are. And so, again, we look forward to being part of, you know, helping solve those challenges.
Well, yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing what Surehand does in the future. Very exciting stuff going on. Thank you again for joining us today, Chris.
And oh, it's my pleasure, Mary Beth. Thank you.
And thank you to our listeners. Be sure to check out our other podcasts and industry news on ndtnow.com, cutting through the noise in NDT.